I'm so grateful for this wonderful advice and counsel and a picture of what can be in relation to this extraordinary work. I was invited to speak and talk about my own experience as a new convert in relation to family history. I joined the church when I was 26, and when this invitation came, I said, I'm not sure that I'm the one you want, and I'll explain why. As I said, I joined the church when I was 26. I was in London, and a little while after joining the church, I was told about family history. I suppose I was told about family history during the conversion process, but I didn't have any great recollection of that. And a friend somewhat excitedly said, let me introduce you to family history. And I thought, great, you know, that this wonderful new world I've been exposed to, and here's another piece, another chapter in this great story. And I remember being led along a corridor, somewhat dark, and into a room that was seemed at least to be dark or very poorly lit. That's very good. well done, dear friends at the back. And and I opened the door, or my friend opened the door, probably halfway, and I looked in, and there was this, I'll call them a well-seasoned individual sitting at a desk just inside the door, and she looked up and looked at me and looked at us, and it was clear that this was an interruption. And I looked around the room past this somewhat irritated individual to the filing cabinets, somewhat dusty, some antiquated machines on the far wall, and someone sitting with their back to us, intensively toiling at one of these screens, big screen, old and dusty again. And then the lady who'd been by the door started to give me, again, some sense of irritation I felt. It wasn't actually there, but it was felt. An introduction to family history work, and she led me to some drawers, and she pulled them out, and there were discs, I think, in there, and led me over to one of the machines and described that, and instantly I'm hearing acronyms and jargon and also another foreign language, after the already foreign language I'd been introduced to in just joining the church, with our interesting descriptions of so many things. And I thought, wow. Well, if this is it, I'm really not sure. And that's really how it was. Clearly, things have changed, and they did change for me sometime later when another friend said, tell me about your family, and do you have any pictures of your parents and grandparents? By that time, I had only my mother living. My father had died when I was 19, and I only ever knew one of my grandparents, and that was only when I was very young. So I did take out photos, and they said, well, tell me about them. And I did. And as we've already heard, wonderful things started to happen inside me. And I was able to talk about my seafaring Irish ancestors, my English ancestors who'd had military careers and worked in extraordinary parts of the world, and it was just wonderful. And at this point, I realized that it was like just as when one of our friends is being taught about the gospel by missionaries. When it's done with love and with the Spirit, it's one experience. And when it's done as a technical download, it's quite another. And it was just the same with my family history experience. As soon as I was being introduced with these stories and pictures, my soul was stirred, and there were connections. And so that's what I know. And that's, I think, what we've learned as a church. And I know that's what you've been, those of you who are involved in this with so much of your time, have learned and are taught and are being reminded of this evening, that everything changes when we turn this to a Spirit-led work, when we're blessed and ministered to by friends who stir our souls with these stories and accounts. It's not a technical experience in an uninviting session, setting with jargon and a foreign language. It's one of love and an embrace, just like the missionary experience, the experience we have with the missionaries. I'm so grateful that I've seen the not so good as well as the good. And as with everything else, it's transforming. And so what do I know? I do know that extraordinary things happen when it's done this way. And I knew as soon as it was expressed in love and in the way I've described, I could sense the connection between, as I would have expressed it then, and really would now, between heaven and earth. And fascinating things have happened and continue to happen when we do this work. Last week in the temple, there were clearly connections going on down here when we just took a little step for family beyond the veil, instantly in that setting. An hour ago, I was shared by a dear friend, and it incontrovertible experience, testifying of the connection between heaven and earth when we're in sacred places doing this eternal and vital work. I testify of these things and I know they're true. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. With the lights coming back up, we now have another opportunity to see a wonderful video of how this really should be done.
My husband and I were called as temple and family history consultants at a time when our stake was struggling. President Morales, our mission president, asked us to work with the missionaries to find people the Lord had prepared to receive the gospel. We met with the missionaries to prayerfully create a plan.
We decided to ask our investigators if they want to know where their last name comes from and who their ancestors are. This has really opened up many doors for us. Nearly everyone ends up being introduced to a temple and family history consultant to discover more about their families. One of the families was the Garcia family.
My husband and I went to their house and were able to help them discover more about their family. We even started their family tree. They loved the experience, and we prayed that they would want to meet with us again.
Their daughter, Ariana, was invited to church by some young women her age. It didn't take long until she decided to get baptized. We helped her make plans to go on the annual temple trip that was happening just a few weeks after her baptism.
As I started working with Ariana, she remembered stories of her grandparents, and we prepared their names to take to the temple. This was a spiritual moment for both of us. I helped her understand that by going to the temple to be baptized for her grandma, she was participating in Heavenly Father's plan of salvation for her eternal family. I promised this would bless her living family as well as her ancestors.
We were still meeting with the rest of the Garcia family, so as part of our discussions, we encouraged them to help Ariana.
My husband and I met with them often, and soon they had gathered numerous photos, memories, and family names. Their hearts were drawn to having an eternal family.
We saw a miracle because before the temple trip, Brother and Sister Garcia and another one of their daughters also decided to get baptized.
After their baptism, the Garcias joined my husband, myself, the missionaries, and many members of our ward as we took our own family names to the temple. It was an unforgettable experience. It is remarkable to see how fast the growth in this word and stake has been since we started incorporating family history into missionary work. The word has already split once because it has grown so strong.
Working this closely with the temple and family history consultants has completely changed our work as missionaries. even after we get transferred and leave, the new converts still have a responsibility and friends in the ward. Not only that, but the spiritual strength that comes to those who participate in family history is miraculous. As President Morales says, we think we're saving our dead, but they are the ones that are saving us.
I never realized before now that family history is missionary work. It is the gospel, and it is beautiful.
If I were a missionary today, my two best friends in the ward or branch in which I would be serving would be the ward mission leader and the ward temple and family history consultant. People have an inborn desire to know something about their ancestors.
Well, by now you know why the missionary department was invited to come tonight. Missionary work and family history work are one work. We are in this together. Elder Foster and I were visiting one day, and we realized that both Elijah and Moses appeared in the same temple on the same day. After one vision closed, the other one opened. This is one work, and we consider it one work. And with missionaries, we use family history to find, but we also make sure that as soon as a new convert is baptized, that they make their way quickly to the temple. To show you how this works, I'd just like to introduce you to a wonderful young lady named Kayla Taylor. If I can get her picture up here. Kayla lives in Tempe, Arizona, and Kayla was trying to find peace in her life. And as she did that, she noticed that a lot of her Mormon friends seemed to have peace. And so she did something very interesting, which everyone seems to do these days. She went to Google, and she typed in, "What is Mormonism?" After she typed that in, fortunately, to the top of her page came Mormon.org. And Kayla clicked on that and was taken to Mormon.org, where she began to learn about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Down at the bottom of the page, it asked if she wanted to meet with missionaries. And Kayla clicked on that and began to chat with the missionary sisters who at that time were communicating with her from Hawaii. They asked her if she wanted to have missionaries come to her home, and she did. And a wonderful miracle happened as Kayla was baptized, a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Shortly after her baptism, her missionaries introduced her to the family history consultant at the ward, and Kayla began to do the work for her family. You think this is a wonderful story, but the story continues to get better. After Kayla began this work, she told her mother and father about the gospel, and her mother and father were then baptized. They then were introduced to family history consultants, and her mother and father and Kayla all went to the temple with the missionaries to do baptisms for their family and for their ancestors. The story gets even better because just last month, Kayla was sealed in the temple and is now a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and sealed to her husband. The story gets even better in that Kayla is here tonight, and we've invited her to come and share her experience with family history. Kayla, would you come and join us?
I am so grateful to be here today and to be able to share my testimony of family history and the ordinance performed in the temple. It's been a long road to get here, and I know that one of the biggest encouragers that I have had is being able to participate in family history and going to the temple. Shortly after I was baptized, a few days later, I was able to sit down with the missionaries and the family history consultant at the time, and being able to search for my ancestors. The spirit that I felt was truly undeniable, and it was an incredible experience to be able to find my grandmother's name and to take her name to the temple and perform the ordinances for her. Upon my parents getting baptized, the joy I saw in their eyes as they sat down with the family history consultants, and being able to find their ancestors and the desire that burned in their hearts. I will never forget the day that we went to the temple, us all as a family, and my father, who typically is an emotional man, the tears that swelled in his eyes as he stepped into the font to perform the baptism for his late father was truly remarkable. The experience he later shared with us was that he was able to feel my grandfather standing right next to him, accepting this work. I know that family history work is a true work of God. I believe it is so crucial for new converts to be able to participate in this work, and that it'll keep them on the path of righteousness as they are able to search for their ancestors. I know that temples truly are houses of the Lord, and that as we do this work, we can draw closer to God and give those that have passed on the opportunity to the same blessings that we received here on earth, just giving of our time. I know that Heavenly Father lives, and he loves each and every one of us individually and as our own. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, our hope tonight is that you will see this vision of one great work, that you'll understand that when a new convert is baptized or when an investigator is searching for the truth, that connecting them with their ancestors and with their family is critical for us in what we do. I'm grateful for the opportunity to participate with you this evening in this wonderful celebration of family history and the opportunity that we have to link our families together. And I share that with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.